shot went off the ankles of Hayden. The follow-up comes loose. Thompson, right hash marks to the corner. Now to the dot. Tomasino shot. They scored! Phil Tomasino at 10 minutes of the first period. A lucky bounce, but you'll take it for Tomasino. His second of the postseason, second in this series. We're tied at one.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game in the game. Nashville at the Milwaukee Admirals tie the series against Coachella Valley, taking game four. The series is now 2-2. And joining us now to break it all down is Milwaukee Admirals head coach Carl Taylor. Coach, appreciate you for joining us. A whole lot of familiar names and familiar faces for Nashville Predators fans that are playing in Milwaukee. How do you think their experience here at the next level playing with the Predators has translated the AHL level?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I think it's very individual for each player. I think because everyone's in a different point in their career. Development happens at different times for different people. So I think for me, it would be different for a Luke Evangelista as it would be for Phil, as it would be for Sherwood. So like all these players that have gone through this, they're all at different levels in different areas and different timing of their career. So I think it's very individualized, but I think each and every player going through that run and having the opportunity to chase a playoff spot with Nashville, I think there's nothing but good that comes out of that as far as the confidence and the learning and the processing of knowing that going through that day-by-day process. And it definitely helped us here in Milwaukee.
Carl Taylor is with us. Barry Trotz introduced Andrew Brunette as the new head coach of the Nashville Predators, and Barry Trotz also mentioned how you interviewed for the head coaching position here in Nashville. How was that like for you, kind of trying to balance your own interview process while still being 100% in with your team in Milwaukee?
Yeah, you know what? It was difficult timing. I think Barry alluded to that. I think in the end, I appreciate the opportunity, and obviously you're disappointed it didn't go your way. But as my perspective is here, I got a great job here in Milwaukee. I'm very focused on giving these players and this organization every ounce of energy I have to assist them and assist ourselves trying to chase our dreams of winning a championship here.
Carl Taylor is with us. What do you make of the hire in Andrew Brunette?
Guy, I don't know him personally. Obviously, he played in Nashville, so I don't have any kind of track record with him or cross his path or anything like that. He is from Northern Ontario, so that's a good thing. I give him a check mark for that. Pretty exciting for his family, the return to where he played, and a real historic hire when you look at the differences of where he's come from. So I'm sure he's going to do great, and I'm sure all of Nashville is excited to support him as he's trying to begin his coaching career in Nashville.
Carl Taylor is with us, head coach Milwaukee. They are going into Game 5, series tied 2-2, Western Conference Finals in the AHL playoffs. Carl, so many Predator fans are watching so closely some of these guys that they got to know pretty well here. I would love to ask you about Kimmel, because Joakim Kimmel has had such a great run here. And I'm really curious about when all of these guys, a lot of these guys that are playing for you now, went up to the Predators and Kimmel arrived, and you were kind of piecing together a lineup. One thing I was impressed with is how some of these older guys were like, hey, this guy's a kid, but let's get him the puck. The guy can shoot. It seems like he really started to lay the groundwork for what he's doing back then.
Yeah, no, he's had a great start to his pro career in North America. Obviously, we were missing some key pieces, as you guys know. You were watching them. And for him to join us at that moment, it was exciting for our staff, but also exciting for management. Because I think originally with him coming over, we weren't planning on using him a ton, probably. That's probably the way we were looking at it. But because of the situation and what was happening, he got thrown into the fire. He grabbed the opportunity. It hasn't been all roses for him. There have been some up and downs and different things. Obviously, he's produced. But just learning North American hockey, the smaller arenas, the different styles, how the game is, and then going into the playoffs, he was suspended, so that was kind of a weird thing. And so he missed the first game in the first round. We won the game, and so we decided to not play him for game two and keep the same lineup. And since then, he's been in the lineup for good. And, you know, he's doing it at an age that is amazing. He's he could be playing midget hockey right now, and that's what people have to realize. He's a very young man. He's going to have ups and downs, but he's definitely doing a great job for us. And it comes down to his compete. He's got a compete level and an energy about him that, you know, there's a play in game two. Stastny gets a difficult hit. And Kimmy was right there and jumped in and stood up for his teammate. And he's just a guy that's got a lot of fire. And for a young man to have that, it's not just fire physically, but a fire to compete and to compete to score. So that's a special element. I think his upside is huge. I'm really excited for his future.
What one of the things a lot of people always wonder, and this is where you can probably help our fans, we see the highlights. There's no question that his shot is pretty special. And we've kind of known that that's his tool, and he is really displaying it. But what about, as you said, sort of picking up some of the nuances at such a young age? How's he coming along in that area, the old 200-foot game question?
Well, I tell you, there's always room to grow, but his compete and his coachability is something that I've been very, very impressed with. We've asked him to play right now the last couple of games, the last two or three games. Our lineup has been pretty solid the last two games, and we've slid it around a little bit and got more balanced. He's on our checking line, so there's not much more I can tell you other than that. He's playing with McCarron and Rushoff, two giant Redwoods, and so he's been put into a position that we expect him to play against the other team's best line, and so he's handling it well. He's also creating scoring chances. He's being well-supported by McCarron and Rushoff, so those two things and me putting him in that position is that he competes so hard that he's going to make mistakes. He's a young man. We understand that. But his mistakes are going to be honest because he's working and trying to do the right things. So his game is good. He's got a lot to learn and a lot to grow. You always want to tap the brakes a little bit with young players. Allow them the time to mature and allow them the time to get the confidence to a level that the expectation of results are very clear in their mind as they move forward. And that's where he's getting to at our level right now.
I know a lot of fans, you may be very sensitive talking about this, but they were asking if he's okay. I guess late he may have taken a hit that limited him. Is he okay physically?
Yeah, I would say, it's medical staff handles that. We kind of stay out of it. We had an optional skate today. He didn't skate today. So we'll see how it is in the morning, and we'll move forward. And it's playoffs, so guess what? We're not going to give you very much.
I figured. AHL no different than NHL, I guess, along those lines. Carl, I want to ask you, too, about Askarov. There's another guy that so many people are excited about. I know you are as well. He has come so far. I have enjoyed watching him now start to do the interviews in English, which is a great sign that he's acclimating to just the lifestyle over here. But you had to give him a little break in this series here. He struggled a little bit, which is very natural for a young goalie. How have you tried to handle that with him? And Devin Cooley, who stepped up and done a great job for you.
Yeah, for sure. So Askie's a great goaltender. He's a young man again. He's 21. He's had a great season. He's probably playing exactly how he should be for his age. He's won a couple of huge game fives for us, which were basically game seven deciding games, just for people to really understand. The first two rounds are only five games. So he's had a lot of hockey in a lot of different situations. He's so fun to coach. He's so fun to be around. I'll be honest, our goalie coach, Dave Rook, he handles the goalies exclusively. I'll talk to them about certain areas. I don't go to the tactical side. That's Dave's department. Dave and I talk daily about everything to do with our goalies, whether it's Cools or Askie. There's a lot of discussions that go on. Dave's on the front lines with those guys. And I got to be honest, Dave's done such a great job with those two goaltenders this year. They both improved drastically. And for Devin Cooley to come in and step in into this situation after not playing for a while, that was a big ask. And Dave and Scott and Greg, my assistant coaches, had him ready to go based on the extra work they've done with him. So outstanding job by the coaching staff, keeping those guys ready. But Askie's in a great spot. He's a very good goalie. He's going to play for a long time. It just overall, a lot of hockey, and we just felt it was the right thing to do, and so far, so good.
Carl Taylor, head coach of the Milwaukee Admirals. Coach, really appreciate you for joining us. Good luck tomorrow night in Game 5.
Thank you very much. Everyone have a great day in Nashville.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it. Coming up next, our best bets of the weekend. We will take that to the bank. All that coming up next on Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace. 1025, 106 for the game.